Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gene Conley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The first baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to third. Green moves to second. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Conley covering, for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Smith trying to get to home. Clinton throws the ball into Nixon, who tags Smith, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hershberger moves to second. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. Clinton moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon is walked intentionally. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 1 in the game. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrion is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzahn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzahn moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Malzahn moves to third. Clinton moves to second. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Malzahn tags and scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Nixon hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 0 for 2 in the game. Conley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Smith reaches second base with a double. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Martin moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Herbert hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carrion moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrion scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to third. Landis moves to second. Arnold Early now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive towards first. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Herbert. Runnels moves to third. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-3 in the game. Herbert takes first base on ball 4. Carrion moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Arnold Early. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Billy Harrell pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Harrell. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.